We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball. Monday night, the Timberwolves of Southwest Valley will head to Greenfield to battle. The Wolverines of Nottoway Valley will have coverage of the game on KSOM. Right now, one of the key members for Southwest Valley Baseball joining us now, Junior Gavin Wetzel here on KSOM. Gavin, good to talk to you. How are you feeling today?
Feeling good. Good.
Well, you're off to a good start yourself, hitting wise, batting .421 on the season. You're also doing a pretty good job pitching wise with a 2.23 ERA. How do you feel about you and your team at this point in the season?
I think we're playing really well. The scores don't show it, but we're playing close with a lot of good teams in our conference for sure.
Yeah, recently you lost to Mount Air 12-6, but you beat a couple of blowout wins over Central Decatur and Fremont Mills. I lost a close one to Southeast Warren. They're a good team, and it's been up and down a little bit this year, but you're hovering right around the 500 mark. What do you think has worked the most for your baseball team, you think?
Defense. We are starting to field the ball very clean, catch, throwing, fielding ground balls, pop flies. We're doing really good job of that.
How has that just worked? I mean, what have you done as a team to try and improve your defense?
We do a lot of situations of practice, kind of what to do with the ball in this situation, what to do if this happens or that happens. And that's helped a lot of our young guys on the team.
Right. And, when you're not pitching, you do the catching, right?
Yep, I catch and I play shortstop also.
Oh, you play shortstop too. So, how often do you play catcher? How often do you play shortstop? How does that kind of work? Kind of moving around some. And all of them, by the way, I should say, are big positions in high school ball.
Yeah. It just kind of depends on who's pitching. Me and Walker Bissell, we kind of switch off at shortstop and catcher. So, just whoever's pitching, whoever's arm's feeling good is normally behind the plate.
Okay, so just try to keep everybody fresh. How do you just feel about, moving around positional-wise, and, how do you feel about playing catcher and about playing shortstop?
I love both of them. You're in the game a lot at those two positions, and it's good to be a part of the game and involved in every situation possible.
Great. Have you always been playing those two positions, or are you newer to one or the other?
Yeah, my eighth grade year, I kind of started at second base, and I was over there quite a bit through freshman and sophomore year. Last year, I got a couple more opportunities behind the plate.
Okay. And then just how have you felt hitting-wise so far this season? So far, off to a pretty good start with the bat.
Yeah. I just go up there looking for my pitch, and if it's not mine, I'm not going to swing at it. I'm going to make the pitcher come to me and then hopefully try to rip one up the middle.
Very good. And then how have you felt just pitching wise? What's been working for you there?
Just throwing strikes. Our coach emphasizes if you throw strikes, good things will happen. And your defense always has our back. So that's a good thing with our team.
How long have you been pitching?
I've pitched the last 2 years.
Okay, was it hard to learn, to adjust? Because, the number is showing that you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I've just worked hard in the off season at open gyms and stuff, getting on the mound, throwing lots of pitches.
What different pitches have you thrown, or do you throw?
A fastball, a curveball, a changeup, and a two-seam.
Okay, so which one is your favorite pitch, and give me some idea of how you sort of developed that?
I just like the fastball, honestly. Most control and easiest pitch to get outs with, I think.
Okay. Has there ever been a matchup or, a situation that where you've pitched that you've been able to get yourself out of that really sticks out for you?
I would say last year at Lenox, or last year in Corning against Lenox, I started, I think I went six innings and we held them to like 2 runs at that point. And they were a good ball team.
Okay, awesome. And then how do you feel like, what have you done to try to improve yourself as a pitcher? I mean, how do you think that process has been like for you?
Good. It's just, like I said, throwing in open gyms. And then every day at batting practice, we got to get 15 to 30 pitches in before batting practice. So that's a good time to work on different pitches or different pitch locations. Try to get that down.
Yeah. What's more exciting, getting a big hit or getting a big out on the mound?
Oh, a big hit.
you still like to just hit the ball?
Yeah, yeah. Like to get on base.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. So what other sports do you play besides baseball?
Football, track, and I wrestle.
Man, that keeps you busy. Yeah. What's that like, just rotating different sports? I mean, here this summer, you're coming up, you'll have camps, I'm sure. There might be some drill camps and 7-on-7 deals and all kinds of stuff that you're going to have to play in. At the same time, baseball's going on, and I'm sure you got to worry about wrestling as well, trying to develop that.
Yeah, yeah. Busy schedule for sure, with different off seasons, being a different sports in season. So it's a lot of work, but I like it.
So give me an example of all the stuff that you're doing this summer.
Oh, well, we have weights Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We have a football install on Fridays. We've got a running club with one of our track coaches. So it's pretty busy. And then baseball every day, every week.
Yeah. Is there any wrestling you have to do too?
Yeah, there's open gyms on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I try to get to those, but with baseball, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, you do what you can. You can't do everything. But, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, it just doesn't leave any extra time for free time. When you do have free time, what do you like to do?
I just like to be outside. Me and a couple guys on the team, we like to go play golf at the golf course, so we do that quite often.
Okay. Does the family take any vacations anywhere?
It's pretty tough to with our busy schedule and my siblings.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have a brother. I have a younger brother. He's been DHing for us, mm-hmm. And then I have a little sister.
Okay. How young is she?
She'll be going into sixth grade this year.
Okay. Is she athletic? Does she play a lot of sports?
Yeah. Yeah. She plays all the sports you can at that age.
Okay. And what about, your younger brother? Was it Griffin?
Yeah. Griffin.
What's that like to be able to play with him and you'll get another year to play with him next year too?
It's nice. Just trying to help him out in every way possible. Hopefully get him to be hitting the ball more, getting on base more. So yeah, it's fun.
Okay, good. So what, I mean, were your parents excited about sports? I mean, how early were you when you got into it?
Yeah, my mom was super athletic throughout high school and was a high school volleyball coach here in Corning for a long time. And then my dad was also involved in sports and was a high school wrestling coach in Corning when I was young too, so that really got me around sports and started to love sports.
And what have they been able to do to encourage you in sports?
Just working hard, no matter what, whether it's hard, that's going to get you better. The tough times are, that's what makes you the best, and that's how you become your best. So,
yeah. And what do you think you're best at? What sport do you feel like you're the best at?
I'd probably say baseball.
Okay.
At least that's the sport I like the most.
Okay, you like baseball. Why baseball over, say, football or wrestling?
I don't know. I've always liked watching baseball, playing baseball. And I just find it very fun.
Do you have a favorite major league team or college team that you follow?
Yeah, the Royals.
Okay.
The Royals thing.
Yeah. Have you ever been down to Kauffman Stadium and see any games?
Plenty of times.
Oh, okay. How can you explain what it's like to go to a major league park and see a game?
Oh, it's a great atmosphere. That's for sure. It's big. It's easy to follow, I would say, at the major league level.
And who's your favorite Royal of all time?
Billy Butler.
Billy Butler. There's,
I don't know if you know him. You'll have to look him up.
I have not heard that name in a long time. He was a big dude, and he could hit. He could hit the ball a long way, or he could strike out 10 million times.
Yeah, he could.
I have not heard that one in a long time, but I'm amazed that I knew. Yeah, I know that name. Baseball is my favorite sport, too, so I remember Billy Butler.
Good, good.
Yeah. That's an answer right there. I love it. I love it. So, I mean, how do you just feel about this baseball team here at this point in the season? And, you know, what do you think you guys can accomplish here?
Yeah, we're definitely young, but I think that can play into our advantage some points because, I mean, we make mistakes. We forget about them easily. We've still got a lot of games left to play. A lot can happen. We're playing pretty competitive in the conference, and we're just looking to finish the top half of the conference for sure. That's our goal. And then make some headway in districts again.
Yeah, I mean, anything can happen when the district playoffs roll around. I mean, with you on the mound, I mean, is that something you're probably expecting to take the hill in that first round playoff game to give you a chance? What's that going to be like, you know? And I'm sure the team plays a little bit differently with you there. They have maybe a little bit more confidence. You know, how is that like for you to, you know, be able to take the ball in the first round of the playoffs, assuming that happens?
Yeah, there'll definitely be some nerves, but just looking to throw strikes, and I know we got a good defense behind us, so just looking to throw strikes, hit bats, let my defense go to work.
Yeah, and is baseball a sport you would like to play in college? Is that something you're looking at it in the future, or just you're thinking of, what are you thinking about there?
Oh, I'm really not sure with what I'm going to do after next year, so. Just looking to enjoy it while it's still here, at least.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Gavin, it's been great talking with you, and we'll see you on the field on Monday night as you take on Nottoway Valley, and we'll have all the action on KSOM. It'll be a 7 o'clock first pitch. Gavin, really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Gavin Wetzel, Jr. for Southwest Valley Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.